Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
In 2017, we purchased Tales from the Yawning Portal, flipped through it, and figured, how hard could this be? So far, the plumbing boys have lost every single adventure, while D&D has sat smugly in a corner, lording it over us. Well, now that's about to change. It's been 2 years since our last fight with D&D, and we've taken that time to finally get good, take down the Tomb of Horrors.
All right, I look at these doors.
There's two, one to your left, one to your right.
I looked at...
Both on the same wall, though.
I got a left one, checking for trap.
Okay.
And then the right one, I'll check for trap.
Let's be clever. Trap check.
Yeah.
Someone's probably pretty clever so far. Someone's probably check on Jack in a sec.
No traps on either door.
Okay.
Just very quickly, before we step through these doors, I put my hand on me and my hand on you guys, and I cast...
Should we wait for old mate?
We don't know where he is.
But we know where he's gone.
Do we?
Yeah, because Adam said he came
up. Oh, Adam saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should wait.
No. Jackson, 15 minutes past. You're done destroying this area as best as you can. No holes.
I think someone should go up and grab him.
All right, I'll go back to the door.
I'm too scared
to miss door, and I'll start randomly inputting sequences again.
Okay.
Adam, would you like, I touched my nose.
Adam and Zamet both touch their noses.
I will not let a fool get in the way of my oath of vengeance.
So what, Rimble? Do you remember the code?
I do, but I'm also not going back. I made a promise to the Christian God.
I know. Okay, what was the code? What was the code again?
Adam? Yellow, blue, orange.
Yellow, blue, orange. Yellow, blue, orange.
Remember
yellow,
that, because I'm not going to tell
yellow,
you again.
I know. Yellow, blue, orange. I go down and I go through the thing. Yellow, blue, orange. Yellow, blue, orange.
Where's Jackson standing?
With a popping noise, Jackson,
yeah.
You yellow, blue, orange, see Zaman at the beginning yellow,
blue,
of the dungeon.
Yellow, what's
blue,
the code?
Yellow, blue, orange.
Yellow, blue, orange. I step through.
You return to the corridor. The other corridor.
The mist, it just takes you back to the start of the...
Jackson has left you.
Okay, I walk down and I wait maybe 3 minutes.
I'm going to look at the doors. I'm out of the way.
Okay.
All right, I still wait for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need 30 more seconds,
mm-hmm.
and then I step through.
Okay. You're all in the corridor.
Hey, did I pick... I'd also like to pick up the worm that I threw. Through.
Sure.
That worm will come in handy later.
Yeah, he's your lucky worm.
He's my lucky worm.
I'm assuming he's dead, right?
No, he didn't. Why? He's alive. He just went through. Worms are tough.
He wouldn't have flown.
Yeah, spider. I'm going to be picked up a worm and threw it. That would be enough to kill a worm.
Nah, worms are hardy.
Is the worm alive?
Nah, yeah, worm's fine.
Oh, okay, well, that's good news.
Worm's all strong. Right.
There's like some equation where it is like, no, this, like for real, there's like an equation where the lighter you are, the higher a distance you can fall without.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, because you reach terminal velocity faster.
Yeah.
And some terminal velocity isn't enough to kill a thing.
Exactly. That's why I decided to become a knight of the worm.
If that's the case, then a worm could probably fall out of a plane and be fine.
Exactly.
Once again, worm
if
again.
That's the case, I said.
That's why I picked the worm to be my house sigil. I put it back in my pocket.
Yeah, we destroyed everything. Nothing was behind
there. There was no holes, yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, you didn't destroy everything. You stuck to the red
door. I destroyed everything I could from the red corridor.
There was pictures of doors. We cut the doors, the good doors behind them. I don't know. Do we want to
destroy the rest of this? Were there any pictures of doors
shit?
Upstairs?
No.
Let's just go through these doors.
Fuck upstairs.
No, I mean, like, doing to keep destroying his art.
Oh, I mean,
hate him.
Fair enough.
I don't know why we're postponing our quest. The best way to show you hate him is if you stand by my side as I behead him.
I understand, but there might be other things around here. Okay, open the door then.
I'm not here for loot. I'm here. I forget why I'm here. Let's get through the door.
The king sent you here to kill the guy.
That's right.
So who's opening the door?
Bags not.
I'll open the door.
Left or right?
Jesus Christ sits on the right hand of the Father. I'm going for the right hand side door.
You got stabbed in the gut. You open the door. There is just a wall with a little hole in it. You have enough time to think, huh? And then a spear at lightning speed slams out of it and stabs you in the gut.
Do we see that, or do we just hear like, oof?
Can you catch it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not a projectile. Yeah. It's just a regular
attack. Oh, yeah, that gets you. The spear, oh, by the way, all right, so the spear is about yay big.
Oh, that's big.
It's
like a really big meatball.
Yeah, a really big meatball.
Like a good donut size.
Yeah. And it makes about a big meatball-sized hole in you.
Yeah. How much damage do I take?
You take...
Wow.
15 points of damage.
All right, I'm going to lay on hands myself, I reckon.
For how much? That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, let's have some heals.
Yeah, I don't have that many heals.
Yeah, I figured.
Adam's got heaps of heals.
Adam does.
Would
you like me to heal you, Adam says?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's unshunt ourselves.
I don't even know what shunt damage looks like on a person.
We have to peel ourselves out of each other. Dead.
Jules Amit is down 15 hit points.
Yeah.
So Adam basically doesn't need much for this one.
I'm down about 60, I think.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
Zamit, you recover 16, so you're back to full.
Thank you, Adam.
Joel Dusha, you're down 60 hit points. Yeah, thereabouts.
Wow.
That's right. I've still got more than half my health left.
Exactly.
Just.
Adam's going to cast a fifth level cure wound. You recover 33 hit points from that.
That's
Adam asks,
good.
All right, how are you feeling? You want me to keep going? I got some more, but just letting you know that this is eating into like resurrection spells as well.
No, that is plenty.
All right. And then Jackson, you're...
Yeah,
you're also down 60.
Yeah. Well, you know.
All right, Adam.
I shot it into a goat.
I got shot into a goat. Then to my friend. It was a big shot day.
A worm tricked us twice.
Adam uses his last fifth level spell. You recover 31 hit points. Adam asks, hey, so how are you going?
No,
you
I'm fine. That's plenty.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
What level is the resurrection spell?
So I have two different types of resurrection spells.
Yeah.
I have Revivify, which brings you back with one hit point, but can only resurrect you if you died within a minute.
Okay.
So I got to be quick with that one. Otherwise, I have Resurrection, which is going to cost 1,000 gold.
Okay.
So I calculated it out as well. After all of the magic items and stuff like that, each of us has one of these resurrections worth of gold.
Oh, okay, nice.
So we have four in total that I can cast, but I can only cast one at a time.
Okay.
And then I need a rest.
I like that. It was just like resurrection token.
Yeah.
We all have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trade it in. Okay. Do we think if we open the other door, it's going to be a spear again?
Who's best at
cutting a spear? I got tough armor. I'll open the next one in case it's a spear.
It's a spear.
Yeah.
Do you stay open or does it shut itself closed?
It doesn't close. Why would it close itself?
I don't know. So you open again and get stabbed in the guts again.
Fair point.
He's just stupid enough. What was behind the first door? Oh, that's right. But the second door.
Yeah, sorry.
Jackson, you take 12 points of damage. And you need to make a constitution saving throw. You are not immune to disease.
Nat one!
Oh, no!
Guys, I don't feel so hot.
What the fuck? Why are we getting fucked by all this?
Jackson, you...
Fucked by a door.
Jackson, you actually do not stop puking. Your maximum...
Adam, help him. Adam, my God. Adam, what's he doing? He's gonna
and die of dysentery.
Adam does not have a neutralizing poison spell, I don't think.
I walk up to the mist door so that I'm at least vomiting out of this room.
Yeah, Adam can't heal poison. After maybe 5 minutes, it slowly subsides.
I want to be like holding his hand back and rubbing his back.
Oh my god!
Okay, buddy.
Oh my god!
You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay.
I got fucking nothing in my stomach now,
Jackson.
You're up, just like fucking air.
Jackson, your current and maximum hit points are reduced by 25.
Oh my god.
And you have the poisoned condition.
You're gonna be okay.
Boys!
Is he gonna be okay?
Yeah, Adam shakes his head. I don't know what the fuck this is. A poison creature has disadvantage in attack rolls and ability checks.
Okay.
You do not know. Well, actually, Adam will make a medicine check to
boys.
Know.
I feel fucking cactus.
Yeah.
Adam shrugs. I could not tell you what is happening.
Can I make a medicine check on myself?
Can we all basically
I've been sick before. It's fake news.
Usually from eating worms or whatever.
Yeah. I eat worms. Like my counterpart.
Or shit. Whatever's going.
Flies. Yeah, baby.
None of you rolled enough.
Can I inspect this the spear that stabbed him to see if I could be like, all right. I'm an assassin. I know poisons a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You inspect the spear and you see, sure enough, that there is like a green finish to it, which is obviously the coating of poison or venom or whatever. But
I look at the other one.
It's the same, yeah. You are unable to detect what it is.
Do I remember? And so, obviously, they could just be spear doors again. But were there doors on the frescoes upstairs?
We are upstairs.
There was a door on. Well, you're inside.
Downstairs.
You don't.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Don't know
actually,
that's
a good point. We don't know anything.
Oh, yeah. I just assume it's higher for some reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't actually know if you've changed elevation.
In the other room.
But there was, yes, one. There was a jail door.
There's another door in the other room. Mm-hmm. We could try that.
Well, yeah. Look, I'm just
on the other side of.
Carve out the ones where there's nothing. Like now, there's like some that were gems and some that were just
they
nothing.
Didn't have gems on them. Yeah.
Is there can I start maybe chipping away at them? You want to look down through that hole?
No, all I'm right. looking. No, I was like, because the doors behind the doors, was it just like a stone wall with a spear sticking out? Or is there like.
Yeah, it's just a stone wall with a hole in it for the spear.
Okay, so it's not like there's also a. Yeah, no, I'm not looking down.
But there'd
the hole.
Be a gap behind the stone wall for where the spear's kept.
Unless
it's magic.
Which it probably is. This seems like a cursed area. You're sick, so I'll excuse that stupidity.
I mean, it was not that stupid question.
It was pretty clever.
Yeah. I pick up
Zanet,
the...
are you starting, if you're removing, like if you're looking behind where there aren't gems, you said, are you starting counterclockwise or clockwise?
Let's go starting clockwise. Yeah, going making
the first
around.
One you scratch back at, you see that there is a door behind it.
There's a door.
I bags not.
Yeah.
Dusha should do it in case it's
a
poison spear.
Yeah, Dusha should do it. Adam
Dusha
says.
Should do it. Well, you do that. I'm going to just see this anymore.
Because if it's a poison spear, you'll just get hurt, but you won't get whatever the fuck I've got
Hang on.
Now.
Do you have a shield?
No.
Take my shield.
Hold his shield. Put it out in front of your belly.
I hand over my shield to make him strong and a dry heave against a wall.
All right. You open the door?
Yeah. Holding
it's locked.
Is okay.
Is it locked? Is it?
He's got lock picks.
Hang on. Checking it for trap first.
Oh yeah, big time traps.
This will be one of those ones where actually checking it for traps is what sets off the trap.
Okay, so the locking mechanism to this door is set slightly into the door, so you got to like put your hands in.
I hate this, boys.
You're about to lose your fingers.
I'm about to lose a hand.
You realize immediately. You can see the like the jagged edges where if you fuck up the lock, so the trap cannot be disarmed.
This is a saw shit.
Yeah,
it reminds me of that puppetry play I saw in the town square or whatever.
Jigsaw. You can see that this is somehow tied to the key mechanism. You understand that when this door is unlocked, no matter what, this jaw will snap shut. Presumably, the key to this door, you can tell it should be quite long, and so it would fit through the jaw.
What if we maybe this is crazy. I don't know how thieves' tools work.
Yes.
What if we attach them somehow to the end of your rapier, and you do it from a distance?
I mean, that's going to be very difficult.
Well, yeah, but you're a master thief, right? Or assassin?
Essentially.
Yeah, yeah,
if you are picking this lock, at the end of picking the lock, you'll need to make a dexterity saving throw to pull your hands back in time.
Okay, look, this, I explain. I might lose my hands.
Okay.
So I'm just going to quickly...
fuck this up, you're losing a hand.
So I'm just going to go and let's tear out some of the other holes.
Okay. Yeah, Adam says, well, if you lose a hand, I can regenerate it.
That rules. I love you.
Yeah.
Can I just start taking some of the other door, the things where there's no gem, to see what else is behind. If there's any other doors,
you tear all of them apart. Yeah. Anyone that doesn't have a gem, and you find nothing else.
Okay, fuck me. okay.
You got this.
I get into zen mode, and then
one lose both hands and your dick.
And then I try open this lock with my dick. And I try very deftly to unpick it and also to not lose a hand.
Need one hand. Right. Oh, wait, you dual wield.
With a clicking sound, you're fiddling around with the tumblers
and you hear
a clicking sound.
Is that
and
a
then
good?
You're like, yeah, that's the door unlocking. And then when you hear the clicking sound, you realize you have a split second. They come down upon your hands.
And I deftly?
Deftly. You deftly?
You got anything? Because you're about to lose a hand.
I re-roll anything, Adam.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, I hope it's worse. It's the same.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
With an
awful scream, both of you look at Zamet, who now has two stumps.
Oh, you said I was going to lose one hand.
You rolled.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So poorly.
Fuck.
You look at Zamet, who now has two stumps where his hands once were. The locking mechanism is gummed up but the door slides open.
I look at both.
Let's continue onwards.
It opens a jar, a spear hits me in the back of the head. I'm poisoned. I start vomiting on my stumps.
Zamet, Adam gives you such a sad look. I'm so sorry. I lied. Oh, by the way, you lose a bunch of hit points. Hang on, let me do the hit points first.
Adam, do we need his hands to reattach his hands?
No, they grow out.
Oh, okay. Yuck.
I haven't stopped screaming.
Zamet, you take 43 points of damage.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking hell. Is it worth it? Spongeon?
Yes, I will not rest until either I'm dead or he's dead.
Right. Can we have a bit of rest, man?
Now, I know it hurts, but before I do this, I'm letting you know that I won't be able to cast reincarnation if I do this.
Like, at all?
Until I rest.
Okay,
can
fine.
We do this and then we can have a rest?
I maybe have a cry like a toddler.
Damn it, you immediately recover 35 hit points.
Do some little hands grow out, like little baby hands.
I should actually check to see how long this takes.
I do so much with my hands. You need
check
them.
Off, whack off,
toss off.
In the course, over the course of 2 minutes,
a wank.
Tiny little ha- like plants spread out of the stumps.
Are they gonna get bigger?
Over the course of 2 minutes, they rapidly grow until they're the size of your regular hands.
So you can do that how many more times?
Well, I can do it once every time I rest.
Okay. Hopefully we don't
You're
come
good
across.
Now.
Hopefully we... I know it. Hopefully we don't come across another door like that.
Yeah, another cut off your hands door.
Yeah. Although... I suspect we will. Yeah. Let's have a little sleep.
I reckon we keep going.
All right.
The reincarnate spell, not reincarnate, sorry, the resurrection spell, that's not time sensitive.
Yeah.
So that one, if one of you fuckers dies,
you have a sleep, then you wake up, and then you fix us.
Yeah, all right.
Let's continue.
I'll go first, as I'm the toughest.
I pour with my fresh hands at Dusha.
Yeah, but is there a poison spear on the other side?
Okay, you know what?
What's on the other side of the door? Is there a spear?
There's a corridor.
I told you guys, there's a corridor.
I look around. Is there any traps?
I got the most armor.
Tough, but remember upstairs how it fell down and the goat died?
The corridor descends slowly downwards.
Check for traps.
I'll check for...
So you're going first?
Yeah. Seems like a mistake, but I'm happy to be vindicated. I'm happy to be proven wrong. Vindicated means my friend died.
You begin searching, heading down the corridor. You detect no traps, and then you get to a right-hand turn. You make the right-hand turn, still checking for traps?
Still checking for the traps.
What's the marching order, by the way?
Me. I guess Zamit, me, Dusha.
Adam.
Yeah. Or do you want to go in the middle?
I'll
take up the rear.
You were just leading.
No, he's in charge. So Zamit, me, Dusha, Adam.
Yeah.
Okay. Zamit, you turn the corner and you see it goes like a little bit further and then turns again. It's kind of like a winding... Not
like
winding.
A spiral staircase down?
Well,
kind
not
of?
A spiral. It's like 90-degree angles. But when you turn, when you're coming to the second corner, you can see that it splits in two directions. There is a direction that keeps going downwards, and there's a direction that stays on this level.
We can go lower, we can go same level.
Well, it seems like in a dungeon, down is where to go.
That's true, but this dungeon is fucking us hard.
What seems, I think it's much of a muchness, to be honest.
I think going down makes more sense.
Which means I think we should not do that.
Okay, let's stay on the same level then.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Kind of, you know, every dungeoneering instinct right now is the other way.
You're but like, our other this
door,
have helped.
Yeah, this door, we've covered two doors. Which door do we do? Oh, it turns out both are in the speed of the belly. Ah, it looks like we're just, you know, both are probably going to lead to, I'm going to have a guess here. Yeah. Speed of the belly. If I have
I
to
like
have
it's the thing
guess.
We're most scared of, even though it did the least amount of damage out of it. It made you very
unwell. Well, it fucked me up pretty bad. I've lost like 20 of my hit points permanently.
Yeah, he vomited literally his whole stomach.
Yeah.
Like a fucking shark.
It hurt me a bit.
Yeah. Oh, boo-hoo. I will never be better, apparently.
I hold up my hands.
He lost his fucking hands.
Yeah, hands are good. Yeah,
he got him back. He got him back, yeah.
Go down the same path. It's the same level. Keep checking.
Stay on the same level.
Am I going to be queasy forever?
Yeah.
Man, have a slip.
I'll get used to it.
One moment. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Three spears.
Has there been a single thing we've figured out?
No.
Yeah, we slammed the buttons randomly.
Well, the buttons we have no idea. We don't know how we figured it out. We don't know why... There was a door behind one particular place, but there was one.
Yeah.
But we don't know what.
I think our best instinct is to ignore every riddle we learned in that room and just take every trap and puzzle as it comes.
I think it must be the best situation. Because I don't know. And you did say there was doors upstairs as well, like in, not upstairs, but in the other room.
There was a jail door upstairs.
What does that even mean?
A door where there's no color will kill you. Mm. Don't lie to a guy. Red.
Oh, the door where there's no color, because we opened a colorless door.
Ah, and then it stabbed us in the belly.
Yeah.
So what?
We should have gone that way.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So... You
the other
followed?
Door was also under a collar.
Yeah.
He said it will kill us, so it won't kill us?
I don't know. I'm trying not to think about the wizard at the end of this book.
You follow
I'm going to hit him with my sword.
You follow the path that stays level, and it comes into a little 15-foot by 15-foot room, sitting kind of in the center of the room, facing away from you, but then as you enter, they turn around to look at you, is the skeleton of a goblin.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, man. I say in goblin.
I also say in goblin.
I say hello in draconian just in case.
It waves its little hand at you.
Hello.
How you doing?
Are you going to kill us?
No.
Okay. What are you doing here?
It stands up and kind of like dusts itself
a little
bit.
We're looking for Azarak the Lich.
I work for him.
Can you tell us where he is?
Further down.
Okay.
I'm Bik Bonk. He walks over
Bik
to you.
Bik Bonk?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Do you want to come with us, Bik Bonk?
Ah, yeah, okay.
All right.
Sweet. Bik Bonk has joined the party.
Bik Bonk, the person who says, I work for the evil wizard,
hey,
has joined the party.
I'm the Worm Knight, better known as Jackson Bailey.
I'm Bik Bonk.
You said.
Time existed before me.
Huh?
But history can only begin after my creation.
He's doing riddles. He's doing riddles.
You doing a riddle?
Time existed before me, but history can only exist after my creation. Oh, okay.
Time, but history.
History?
Book. Writing.
Yeah.
Writing.
Sorry, you said book first.
Yeah, it's writing, though.
No, I'm just kidding. You get to decide whatever.
Writing? Writing seems clever.
Yeah, writing does seem
writing.
Clever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what? What are you doing?
You gotta solve a riddle, you hear a riddle in a dungeon.
Yeah, I guess. What do we get if we solve this riddle?
I don't think that's not dying, I'm guessing.
Is that right? If we solve these riddles, we're not dying?
I don't think it'll affect dying.
You just like say doing riddles. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
Bik Bonk. What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You're very helpful.
We'll say writing. We'll settle on writing.
Writing's correct.
Hey, there you go. Well done.
Yeah, look at you.
That was easy. Give me the next one.
Is there another one?
Oh, okay. I was going to do them in... all right. We'll do them all now.
What?
Some are cherished, some are hated, and even if lost, they remain with you.
Memories.
Yeah. Cherished memories.
Some cherished, some hated, even lost. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
that makes sense.
All right. That's right.
Okay, thanks, Bik Bonk. How many are there?
One more.
Okay, makes sense.
Well, unless you get it wrong. They arrive every night, whether invited or not. They can be seen, but not heard or touched. If one falls, the rest keep moving.
Stars?
Oh, yeah. Falling stars makes sense every night. Stars.
I let you boys know I've been resisting saying teeth to all of these.
Why?
That's the main riddle answer.
Or like old man or whatever.
Yeah, teeth is good.
No, I'm saying stars, Bing Bong. Don't
stars,
trick me.
Stars.
Yeah, stars.
Yeah.
Stars. All right.
He reaches into himself and produces a ring.
Thanks, Bing Bong.
Thanks, Bing Bong.
What's it do?
It's a ring of protection.
I look at it.
Ring of protection.
It's a ring. When you're holding it in your palm, it hums with a magical energy.
I give it to maybe JD.
You're a wizard.
You're a wizard. Yeah, you can inspect this. Good.
I'll inspect it for any evil.
He's a paladin.
Yeah.
It's close.
Well, you can't detect the presence of evil. It's definitely not an undead or a demon or an angel. It's none of those things.
You wouldn't lie to us, would you, Bik Bonk?
No.
Okay.
All right, Bik Bonk. Are you going to come with us after this, Bik Bonk? That's cool.
Why? Your mother is an orc. Your father is a dwarf. What are you?
Is this another riddle for another ring?
Yeah.
What? My
father? Oh, I don't know if you get a thing.
What?
Okay. Mother's an orc. Your father is a dwarf. What are you? I'm human.
I'm a goblin.
Is that the answer, do you reckon?
Or is it like a half orc, half dwarf?
Because that seems insane as an answer, but I'm a human seems like it's the clever, tricky
you're
answer.
I'm a goblin.
Yeah, but if I'm answering
a
riddle.
He says... Wait, can we get that again? How does this... Bik Bonk, how did that riddle start?
Your mother is an orc. Yeah. Your father is a dwarf. What are you?
But, my mother and father aren't orcs or dwarfs.
An outcast.
I reckon it's a human or whatever you are.
Nah, you're a dork. Let's go.
Oh!
He was just fucking pranking us. Bik Bonk, you kick ass. Bik
Bigfuck's the greatest addition to this party there is. I don't care if he kills us. I love him.
So, yeah, what are you doing here, Big Bog?
I tell riddles.
That's awesome, man.
Do you like working for your boss?
Yeah, it's all right.
How'd you become, a Scally?
I died.
How'd you die?
I think I got killed.
Yeah.
I think I fell.
Here? Here? Like in this tomb?
I don't remember.
Was it the kind of deal where like you were a goblin first regular and then you died and then Azarak got you when you were a skeleton, when you were bones? Or did you work for him when you were skin and shit?
No, I worked when I was a skeleton.
Okay.
I worked for another goblin when I was a goblin.
What do you get?
What?
Like what do you get working for Azarak? What's
nothing.
The benefit for you?
I don't want to. I'm just here.
Oh, so you're like enthralled?
Yeah.
Are you his thrall?
Yeah.
There was a riddle about this.
Yeah, if we lied to him, but we didn't.
We told the truth. Well, we answered the riddles. We can't actually didn't either.
They call me the king. I have the eyes, hiss, and fangs of a snake, but no scales or venom.
Okay, not a cobra.
King Kong.
Sorry, what was that again?
They call me the king. I have eyes, hiss, and fangs of a snake.
Ah, lion. No, like, what's the king of the jungle?
Lion.
It is a lion.
It's a lion.
Lion.
Yeah, I'll accept that.
Yeah.
What was it meant to be?
It's cats.
Oh, okay. No, same difference.
Right, yeah. Same difference.
Do we get anything for that one? You just like riddles.
I think something bad happens if you get another one wrong.
Okay.
Another one wrong?
Yeah.
Did we get one wrong?
Yeah, with a dork. Yeah.
Dork, that's right. Fuck.
Oh, I should also are we going? There's
a
time limit when I tell the riddle. Just let me know.
Okay. There's a what?
Time limit.
Oh, that's the one against the zero thing.
Oh, shit. Give us the last riddle.
Oh, okay. I have towns without... It's usually I space these out a little more. I have towns without people, forests without trees, and rivers without water.
Towns without people.
This is a good one. I like this one.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah.
Forests without trees, rivers without water. River of gold, river bed, town.
What's a
tan? Town with no people.
What's the town with no
ghost
people?
Town, ghost town. River, ghost bed.
What was a bad one? It was a forest with no trees.
Forest with no trees, river with no water, town with no people. And there was another one.
Towns without people, forests without trees, rivers without water.
Oh, no, there wasn't.
Oh, what else can you have rivers of?
Tears.
River of
tears. Piss. You ain't gonna river
of
piss.
Bonk.
Forest of tears.
Forest of teeth.
Forest of teeth.
River of teeth.
I'm gonna get the consequences ready.
Tooth tail. Forest without trees.
So forest without trees is a clearing. Town without people is a ghost town.
Yeah.
And a river without water. Just a
dry.
It's just ocean. Ocean.
Desert.
But, desert. Desert.
Is it a desert? Because the desert has. Well, what's the forest?
Well, forest no trees is there. You know, you can have a desert forest.
That's the best we got.
Or like, all right, is it shoddy snow? I'm putting my finger to my nose. Not answering
or is
this
like
one.
Like snow or some shit.
It's either desert or the snow. No, it's still got water in it if it's a frozen river.
No, that's true.
Are we going desert because it is a time limit?
Yeah, I think
we'll go desert, Bing Bong.
Bing Bong starts vomiting.
Oh, Bing Bong!
No!
Oh, no! Bing Bong! This is the worst consequence there could be if Bing Bong's upset. You alright?
You okay, Big Bog? No.
Did you get stabbed in the belly by a poison
spear? He starts vomiting up snakes.
While that happens, I slide on the ring of protection.
Oh no, you dumb fuck.
Dusha, you appear at the beginning of the day. Imagine no.
Dude.
No. I'd leave alright. No, I can't leave because then I'd lose my paladin powers.
Yeah, you gotta keep
fuck,
going.
It would be so funny to do that to you, but alas that it is not cursed. But let me give you that
protection.
What do you reckon it was? Ring of protection.
Yeah.
It was a map.
Of course.
Yeah. That's a bad one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
The ones we got right were the good ones.
I think that was clever. It was stupid.
Or clever. I think that dork one was actually the worst one.
Yeah.
That's just a silly joke.
Your feelings?
Yeah. Absolutely. My feelings are important.
Was that an Adam original?
No, I Googled them.
I see.
Fuck. Damn it.
Finally.